Monday morning. Welcome to another episode of the Mark Kreslin Show here on the Veritas Radio Network. Let me first say thanks to my good friend Suzanne Sherman for filling in for me the last segment. I was listening. Great job. I hope I still have a show every time Suzanne fills in for me. I'm always fearful that the audience is going to turn on me and say, we want more Suzanne and less of that blathermouth Kreslin. Matter of fact, we're sick of listening to that bubble-headed know-it-all. Bark at us Monday through Friday, 6 a.m. to 8 a.m. Central Time. We're tired of all of his silly solutions. Well, let me tell you, Suzanne Sherman has got her own set of solutions, and they're in line with mine and others here on the Veritas Radio Network. We are about truth radio here, not about fantasy land, thinking the federal government, the new state, can be reformed. It cannot be, folks. And by the way, along those lines of Suzanne, she'll be debuting her show, The Suzanne Option, this Thursday at 12 o'clock. You will want to tune in and join live radio, which means, just like this show, you can take out your smartphone, open up your keypad, press the numbers 844-527-8723. That's 844-5-CRUSADE, and you will connect directly with the Louisiana studio. Talk to my good friend Christopher down there, who will then put you in the queue to get you online. So you can do that here as well, Monday through Friday, 6 a.m. to 8 a.m. Central Time. Hang on one second. Let me set my phone up here so that my clock works and I can pay attention to the clock so that I don't ramble on into a break like I have done in the past. Thinking I was live broadcasting, I was actually talking to myself. So, all right. Well, you know, I missed the fireworks of last Friday and Mike's show. I heard them, but I missed it in my show because it was still breaking, kind of developing news, this whole bathroom issue. And I'll speak to that in a few moments, just as I do a quick scan of the news this morning on Yahoo. The headline, the main story is reporter says Trump lied about recording. These guys just have no idea how inoculated Donald Trump is from all of these accusations. Unless he is caught in, you know, drug running, you actually see Donald Trump piloting a plane that's loaded with cocaine or some other disastrous thing he has been caught doing, you're almost down to bestiality at this point. There is nothing that is going to touch this guy. This story of Donald Trump acting as his own spokesman, people are sitting on their edge thinking, is this going to be the thing that takes down Donald Trump? And I remember, it reminded me of my kids were watching this show one day, this movie called, I think it's called Malibu Most Wanted with Jamie Kennedy. And it, for some reason, this is what stuck out to me as I think about that movie and I think about Donald Trump.
Can't come! Ain't got nothing on me!
King Kong ain't got nothing on Donald Trump. There ain't no way this little silly story of Donald Trump acting as his own spokesman is going to take Donald down. This guy is Teflon beyond what we have ever seen. It won't matter. But they are digging up everything. Trent told me last night that apparently there's a story out there about Donald and how he treated over 100 women. And, of course, a large number of them said they were treated great, and some said he was condescending. He had sexual overtones to his comments. None of that surprises me. I would suspect that is the kind of guy he is. But that it's going to have any legs and take this guy down, Not going to happen. King Kong ain't got nothing on Donald Trump. So I just thought it was humorous this morning as I scan the news, as I do before I come on the air every morning, just to see if something popped up that was interesting to talk. Now, having said all that, as you all know, I have to give my constant disclaimer of I will not be voting for Donald Trump, but I will not be voting for anybody. I will be writing in. I do not consent to this system of government, notwithstanding all the excitement that's building around the Donald. Is he the guy this time? And of course, what is the problem with that? It still holds out hope, and I know a lot of people want to. It still holds out hope that somehow the state capital, Washington, D.C., can be reformed. We can still turn this ship around, Kreslin. Just get on board. Get on board the Trump train, because the Trump train is going to fix it. You just watch and see. Well, did anybody read his health care plan over the weekend that he issued? To the average conservative, it's going to sound great. He's going to repeal Obamacare. But then he's going to use unconstitutional power to level the playing field of competition between the states. There's all sorts of 7-point plan. And it originates, of course, where? In Washington, D.C., without constitutional authority. And yet the constitutionalists will run around and say, you know, we're constitutionalists and we're voting for Trump. And this is the great dichotomy that most people have found themselves in the 21st century. The risk of listening to mainstream talk radio, which now with our new programming coming up this week, we now offer you, by the way, if you listen to my show, thank you. Turn off your mainstream talk radio host in the morning. There aren't really any, I think, that are on my time. Mike follows me at 8 o'clock to 11-ish. If you listen to Glenn Beck, if your habits have been to listen to him, tune him off. Do not listen to Glenn. He is out there in left field. Notwithstanding, I got a report from a few people last week that Glenn is starting to talk about thinking like a pilgrim. An article that I have written, authored over on markkreslins.com, by the way. So if Glenn or one of his staff read it and are deciding to take it, please give proper credit where credit is due, Glenn. But apparently he is starting to talk and use some of the terms that I used in my article. I don't know if that means he stole the article or what that means. But I would encourage you to tune out Glenn Beck, tune in Mike Church and the Mike Church Show. Every one of my listeners should be tuning in to Mike's show immediately following mine. Even if you're at work, if you have the freedom to do so, you can watch him on YouTube. You can listen live, of course, as you can on the website, veritasradionetwork.com, all provided to you to make this kind of radio enjoyment both accessible and enjoyable. But you should tune out Glenn and tune in Mike. You are going to get blather on one and information, informative, entertaining education on the other. So tune out Glenn, tune in Mike, and then Thursday and Friday, you'll be able to stay tuned in live and talk to my good friend Suzanne and the Suzanne option and understand some of the steps that you can take yourself to secede, to begin the process of seceding from one state and dreaming of a better state to live under. And so I would encourage you as strongly as I can to abandon mainstream, conservative, constitutional talk radio. It is neither. It's conserving. Yeah, it's conserving something. It's conserving the bipartisan, corrupt, morally bankrupt, de facto versus de jure, national, as a masquerading as a federal government in Washington, D.C. Yeah, it's conserving. That's what it's conserving. It's conserving the very noose that we've put around our necks. And don't mistake that reality. We have put this noose around our neck by participating in this fraud for literally generations. myself included. I indict myself. So, please, you know, abandon, begin that process of secession in your own mind by listening to the Suzanne option this Thursday. At the same point, secede from mainstream, and I mean mainstream. It is so typical what you're going to hear there. Secede from mainstream talk radio. Get yourself away from it and listen to truth here at the Veritas Radio Network on the Crusade Channel. As we continue to build out this network, we'll be offering other channels down the pike, but you got to start somewhere. And we have started, and we continue to put our foot on the gas pedal just as hard as we can put it on there. And we're thankful to see that we're from where we started to where we are is considerable change, but we need a lot more of it. And you can help us do that, by the way, by becoming a Founders Pass member. And don't put it off. Please do it today. We've got our our May targets. We've got our May targets, and we need your help. If you've been listening for a while, you've enjoyed the product you've received thus far for free, please consider purchasing the product by going to VeritasRadioNetwork.com, clicking the Join button, and you'll see a whole host of ways that you can join the Veritas Radio Network, part of the Truth Crusades here. And we can use your help. Thank you for everyone who has already become one. By the way, you can also go over to my website, as I mentioned, markkreslins.com, and there download my latest work of art, my latest masterpiece. That's kind of what you expect talk show hosts to say, right? But seriously, folks, please go to my website, markkreslins.com, download an article there I wrote. I think it continues to get legs out there. Thinking Like a Pilgrim, a Settler, and I added a word to the title, and Like a Founder. Got to think differently about this problem. And thanks to those in the listening audience, you've already made that jump, or you're in the process of making that jump. I get emails from you all, and I appreciate very much the kind words, and that this show and Mike's show and other shows here on the Veritas Radio Network have opened your mind to a whole new host of options we have in front of us. So some of us are squarely in the we've got to think differently about the problem camp. Some are getting in the are in the middle of that transition, and some are just starting the pilgrimage, and that's just the way it is. It was that way for me. I didn't arrive at my destination where I am today on the way I think about Washington, D.C., the way I think about the problem. I didn't arrive at that overnight. I'd be lying to you if I told you I did. I'd love to say, I remember Kevin Gutsman Professor Dr. Kevin Gutsman telling me he had this figured out a lot earlier than I did. He is roughly my age group, in his 50s somewhere. He told me on the air one time that during the, I think it was the 80 Republican convention, he was a part of the Young Republicans in his university he was attending, and he was asked to recite the Pledge of Allegiance there at the 80 Republican convention, and he declined. He had already figured out at that point it was a bad idea. So I wish I could say at 18 I had figured out that pledging allegiance to this state is a bad idea. And all the propaganda that's contained in that pledge, I wish I could tell you I figured that out at 18. I didn't. I didn't know it was written by a communist. I didn't know who Francis Bellamy was. I didn't know any of that. I had just been raised in my entire life to stand up and put my hand over my heart and pledge allegiance to this country, to this government. I didn't know. I just didn't know, folks. I wish I had better excuses, believe me. I hate that I have to plead ignorance on this, but I didn't. I just didn't know. And so my own epiphany, I wish I had been like Kevin and already figured that out, but I didn't. But I did begin the process in the early 2000s of wondering, at least beginning to wonder, what is really wrong here? And then that investigation led me ultimately to where I am now. And it took a lot of hard work. It took a lot of reading. It took a lot of verification of stuff I was being told. It took a lot of jettisoning things I had been told. I mean, this You can't, there is, none of us are starting with a blank slate here. We are infected with massive doses of propaganda. I had no idea how much I had been infected by it. I had no idea how much of a Christian nationalist I had become. I had no idea how much my theology was wrong about the founding of the country. I didn't know, folks. I wish I had. And so I get emails from you folks or Facebook messages, and you tell me about your pilgrimage, if you will. And I'm glad you started the pilgrimage. And again, some of us are at different places in that pilgrimage. But we've got to get more people on that pilgrimage. We just have to have more people viewing the solutions, not through the lens of voting, hoping, and coping, but through real solutions that can actually fix the mess we're in. If you want to stay in despair, stay listening to mainstream talk radio. Listen to Glenn and I hope those guys get on their own pilgrimage, if you will. I don't wish Rush any evil. I don't wish any of these guys any evil. But I do wish they would figure out their inconsistencies like I had to. I wish there was somebody that was talking to them about federalism, about understanding the solution cannot come from Washington, D.C. It never could come from Washington, D.C. It's been an abject failure that we have put that much hope in Washington, D.C. I wish people would get to them. That would be huge if they changed their minds. But right now, you know, they're not. And so I would encourage you to secede from mainstream conservative talk radio and move your fannies over here to the Veritas Radio Network throughout the day. This is where you're going to get truth. You're not going to get it over there. You're going, in fact, you know, a couple weeks ago I said I felt bad for the conservative mainstream talk radio because it was in such a pickle when Cruz was still in the primary of trying to walk a fine line of not appearing to support Trump, but at the same point trying to stay intellectually honest about Cruz. And yet none of them were doing a very good job. Obviously, Glenn and Mark Levin just threw in with Cruz. Rush and Hannity clearly threw in with Trump. They just couldn't say it. They wouldn't say it. They could say it, but they wouldn't say it. And I thought about, man, what a pickle they're in. I am sure glad I staked out the position I did, which is I ain't voting for any of them. So I can be overtly critical of any candidate that appears on the national scene to run. I was thrilled about that. But I'm also thrilled that I hold the views that I do when it comes to solutions, because as I've been watching people just get fit and tied this last week over the Obama decree on Friday, they have left themselves few options. They have left themselves the typical voting, hoping. They're going to put their hope. I can guarantee you this election cycle, unless God just miraculously blows winds in the sails of the Veritas Radio Network and our audience spikes to 20 million people in the next week, the average consumer of conservative talk radio have completely boxed themselves in. They only have one option at this point. They're going to line up behind Trump. They're going to believe that he is better than Hillary. They're going to believe all these things, and maybe he is. We just don't know. But that's what they understand their options to be. Then many of them are going to proclaim they're going to vote for the lesser of two evils because they've got to get the GOP in power. I can predict it like I can predict the sun is going to rise this morning in the east and set in the west. I can predict exactly what is going to occur on mainstream conservative talk radio all day and all week and all month, all the way up to November of this year. It is going to be the Trump train. It is going to be voting. This time it's going to be different. It's going to be, for those of you who don't like Trump, you got to vote for the lesser of two evils, because obviously Trump's evil is a little better than Hillary's evil, and you got to get the GOP back in power. That's how badly conservatives, Christians, constitutionalists, that's how badly they are boxed in. They are completely and utterly boxed in. They only know they have those choices. How would you like to be back in that position, those of you who have broken out of that? How much would it stink to think, oh my gosh, I've got another election cycle where I've got to vote, hope, and cope. Oh, good night. I got to hold my nose again. I've got to vote for the lesser of two evils. Oh, gosh. I've got to believe again that the GOP in power is somehow better than the DNC in power. How would you like to be in those shoes that I formerly was in, because I was, and yet there are millions of conservatives, Christians, constitutionalists, constitutional conservatives, whatever they call themselves, millions of them that have completely boxed themselves in. That is the only choice they believe they have at this point. Yet there are little cracks in that we see appear from time to time, and we see increasing, actually. And this is, I think, the great message of last week. Like, this is the great positive of last week. As I have said, and I think my case continues to get made, the best thing that happened was for Barack Obama to get elected, because there would have been no Obama decree of last Friday, would there have been? Now, I'm not supporting that decree, obviously. But look at the outrage that came from a few states, when apparently, right over the weekend, 13 states had some kind of response to that. And it was a rather draconian response, from the range of, we're going to stop you in federal court, you just wait and see, Obama. We're going to sue you in federal court. You're going to get it this time, bucko. We're going to march ourselves right down to that federal judge, that politically connected attorney in a black dress, and we're going to ask him, we're going to beg him to stop you. All the way from that limp-wristed response to Texas saying, hey, keep your money. We can make it without your money, and we'll control education in our state. There was a whole range, but Obama and the Obama administration got the message that 13 states, hold your breath, might actually be acting like states. And so people in those states said, wait, you mean we can say no? We don't have to genuflect and bow before our masters in Washington, D.C.? Really? We can say our governor, wow, did you hear our governor what he said? Or our attorney general what he said? Wow. That was the best thing that happened last week, was that people began, in a small way, it's a tiny step, they began to think differently about the problem. Millions of people began to think differently about the problem. That's a net positive. Now, will it continue? I don't know. But I can assure you of this, it would not have happened if Barack Obama had not issued his decree, right? Thus, my statement, the best thing that can happen is for Barack Obama to have gotten elected. This isn't the first time he's pulled stunts like this. Obviously, we have a legislative stunt in Obamacare that's working out just splendidly, isn't it? We set up ISIS. The hits just keep on coming from the Obama administration. And we need more of them. Why? Because it shakes people loose from status quo thinking. Now, unfortunately, people are going to slip right back into it. I get that. This is a momentary. I'm not trying to make this more than it is. This is a process. This is a marathon. It's not a sprint. I hate using that cliche, but how else can you take a large number of people and move them from being nationalists who genuflect at Washington, D.C., and have done so for literally generations, and move them to more freedom-minded, Republican, little r Republican thinkers? It doesn't happen overnight. I wish it could. I wish we could put something in the water. I wish I could have drank the water 20 years ago. I wouldn't have said some of the stupid things I said 20 years ago. But it's a good thing. Let's celebrate the good things that occur. Now, do I actually think this policy is going to be implemented? I think under federalism, there would be some states that would actually implement that. there would be states in the Northeast that are big into this whole transgender. You know, one of the great frustrations is, as a Christian, we are so often accused of being anti-science. Now who's being anti-science? Let's be honest, friends. Biology, I think, call me if I'm wrong, 844-5-CRUSADE, 844-527-8723. Call me if I'm wrong, but I think biology is still a science. And if it is, biology makes it pretty clear, genetically, I am a man. Our first female talk show host, Suzanne Sherman, is a female. You can run the DNA and you can see we are created by God differently. And I think biology, in my, at least I think it still is a science. Now, maybe they have had to remove it into a, and move biology into a philosophy or some social science. And maybe they've done that, and I'm just not aware of it. Maybe there was some decree issued by the Obama administration that biology is no longer a hard science. It is now a psychological academic arena, in the psychological academic arena. And so biology is no longer about genes and about the makeup of the human body, the physiology of the human body. It's about what we think is the physiology of the human body. Maybe somehow a new decree was issued by Harvard that we are moving biology from the hard sciences into psychology. Maybe I missed that. Let me check Drudge Report real quick. Make sure there's not something on there. All right. I'm on Drudge Report. Scanning. I don't see any headlines here. But, you know, there's always a chance I missed a headline somewhere that they, what has been known to be a hard science for literally a millennia is no longer a hard science, that we are now moving biology into a philosophy, and we are going to consider what the human, the physiology of the human being is. And we are going to ponder it, and we're going to think about it, and therefore there's always a possibility if we move it into that arena that people can be confused about their identity, their gender identity. And we Christians are mocked for being anti-science. I laugh back at you. Who's being anti-science now? How about the whole entire transgender community is being anti-science? You are a man or you are a woman. What you want to be is immaterial, and you deserve zero protections from the law from trying to change a biology or your biology. So, you know, we get ridiculed for being anti-science. Jeez. It's one of the silliest things in the world is this transgender baloney. I think I'm a girl. It is really remarkable just how decadent and debaucherous we have become. And by the way, hey, Jeff Corson, if you're listening, thank you very much for the message about how to turn off Facebook notifications. I'm using it this morning, and I'm not hearing what I normally hear. So thank you. I'll send you a message as well. This is one of the great things about this listening audience. Excuse me, your host only has to ask for help, and many of you are willing to offer this numbskull here help on how to work with my computer better. But let's be honest about it, folks. I say the real debate should move away from whether you can be gender confused into whether biology should be a hard science anymore. I think that's the argument we should be having. I make a motion. Mr. Speaker, I rise today to offer an amendment to the Constitution that says biology is no longer a hard science. In order to fulfill the great goals of the 14th Amendment and bring about equal protection under the law, I offer Amendment 1. The states biology is now an area of study under psychology. We no longer believe that science is hard when it comes to human physiology. Instead, Mr. Speaker, we believe what we think about human physiology is most important. Can I get a second? Mr. Speaker, I also want to put in amendment number 2. I want to ban the Veritas Radio Network. Those guys over there keep talking about truth, and we can't have that. If we have an agenda we are going to push, we cannot have those silly hosts over there telling us, claiming to speak truthfully about things. Mr. Speaker, not only do we ban the guys at Veritas and the ladies at Veritas Radio Network, Amendment 3, I say we execute them all. It is time to put that thinking back into a box. So there's 3 amendments for you, Mr. Speaker. That's what's so silly about this transgender issue. It defies, I mean, everybody who's listening, nobody really, yeah, even the transgenders don't believe in transgenderism. I'm hearing Trent told me that apparently Bruce Jenner is going to go back to Bruce Jenner. Well, guess what? He never wasn't Bruce Jenner. He just legally changed his name. Got some breast implants, I guess. Those things aren't real, are they? I mean, I don't even know. Tell me, call me 844-527-8723. Can men grow those? Or are those fake? I know, probably a little bit too much information here on a Monday morning. But however he reshaped his body, he's still a man. There is just no denying that. You can change your name all you want. You're still a dude. And girls, when you try to be guys, you're still girls. So this whole silly, this is so American, isn't it? So avant-garde. We're so cutting edge here in America. Yeah, we're pushing the boundaries of even hard science now. Pretty soon, there's going to be somebody that's going to say, the sun, Mr. Speaker, Amendment 4. I want to proclaim that the sun rises in the west and sets in the east. I don't care that it actually rises in the east. We don't want to think about the hard science of astronomy. We want to think about what we think about astronomy. And I want to think the sun rises in the west and sets in the east. Mr. Speaker, that's amendment. Is that Amendment 4 or 5? I can't remember now. But I want to change the Constitution because we're all constitutionalists, and I want it to be constitutional now that we ignore hard sciences like biology, and I want it to be constitutional that the sun rises in the west. I don't care about hard sciences anymore. If hard sciences get in our way, we just need to amend the Constitution to reflect that hard sciences don't matter. It's so American of us. Yeah, let's just defeat, you know, a millennia of hard science because we want to be a girl or a guy. And then we want to protect that in the law. Oh yeah, that's brilliant. That's some of our better thinking there. Never mind, penicillin takes a back seat to defeating the hard science of biology. Penicillin ain't got nothing on transgenderism. Nothing. It's just silly. It's not really worth any discussion. I mean, you have to because it's out there. And this is the new civil rights. Blacks, you should be in rebellion against the federal government on this one. You're going to tell me what the way you were treated because your skin was black, they can parallel you because they want to be girls or boys. You should be outraged. You should be on the streets, blacks. You should be saying we were violated by the federal government because of a skin color. You didn't wake up and say, you know, except for Rachel Dozenel or whatever her name was. Very few people wake up and say, you know, I'm white, but I'm going to be black today. This is a silliness. This is what happens when a country is unmoored from not only transcendent truth we find in the scriptures, but they're unmoored from common sense. You know, there was a book written a few years ago titled "The Death of Common Sense." I think it's dead. part of that is because we're afraid to say things like I just said. We're in such a politically correct time. This is the one benefit of Trump, if anything. He's clearly not politically correct. He just took after the New York Times. He took after Hillary, crooked Hillary. This might have a net benefit of getting us away from these stupid political correctness. And we're all just so intimidated to say the things I just said. You know, if a transgender, if Bruce, whatever his name, if Bruce Jenner was sitting here, I'd say the same things to him. I would just, you know, as a Christian, I would try to win him to Christ. I would try to tell him to reconcile with his maker. That'll put his biology right in his mind. I would certainly do all that. But at the same time, I would say, I there'd be no way I wouldn't be able to just squint and say, are you kidding me? You're a dude. It's great. I love being a man. Man, I am so glad I'm a man. My guess is most women are so glad they're women. Well, for the few that get confused about that, as Mike often says, yeah, we have to extend compassion. We're all sinners. And so we have to love them. I'm not openly condemning them. I would just look at Bruce Jenner with a quizzical look and say, man, buddy, let's get this figured out. You are confused, but it's not your gender identity. It's something else that's confused in you. Let's talk that through. Let's get the plumbing right here, buddy. And we go out and hunt and kill some deer and drink some blood and, you know, go jump motorbikes and do things that guys do. He still likes to do all that stuff. My gosh, the guy was a triathlete. So, you know, anyway, not that women can't be triathletes. You get the point. I mean, why do I have to explain myself? I can't stand it. I even have to explain myself. We all know who we are. We figure that out. It's just our stupid culture we live in today that anything goes. Anything goes. If you can feel it, you can do it here in America. You can be all you can be here in America. So, you know, next time you're worried about being ridiculed because you're a Christian and you're told you're anti-science, which, of course, I'm not at all. I see tremendous value in science. I love science. But next time when you're announcing yourself to be a Christian and you're claiming and you're told you're anti-science, well, you know, here's some actual anti-science, and it's coming from the progressive, gay, homosexual, leftist ideology. They're the ones that are anti-science, and they're actually trying to create a new science, the science of gender identity. Guys, things are just, aren't they just upside down? Aren't they just backwards? And we're just afraid to say it because we get ridiculed and mocked and scorned. Another reason to secede. We'll talk about that in the next segment when I come back. I do want to get to the happenings in Texas that happened over the weekend. Let's talk about that. All right, folks, we got some bills to pay. Please use our sponsors that you're going to hear during this commercial break. We'll be right back. Yeah, you know, I just got a message from somebody that said they can't live stream. We don't have any problem with our live stream, do we? Huh, okay. I've been unable to live stream since Saturday. I've attempted using the website on my desktop, the TuneIn app on my iPhone, and the website via Safari on my iPhone. Seems like I've got a big issue on my end, or your live stream is having issues. Please advise. Yeah, all right, let me email him back and let him know that. Hang on, let me bring mine up just to make sure it's streaming on mine.
So, hey, Mark.
Yes.
So I'm opening up my app.
Yeah, I'm going to do the same thing right here. Make sure we don't have something.
That's from my phone. Your boy is crocked in the head. It's on his end.
All right.
I was here all weekend long. There's not a damn thing wrong with that stream.
Yep.
But you had, is Trent there?
Okay. No, he's got his last class today. Why?
You got to hear this. Hold on.
Oh, please.
Call. call The Mark Kreslin Show now.
So, if you have a romantic query and you are under the age of 50 and you're not freaky or disgusting, please give us a call. My lovely producer, she is over there and she is waiting with bated breath to hear what you got to say.
Call 844-5-CRUSADE. Otherwise, Trent Kreslin's will be forced to seal you.
Oh my gosh, that is fantastic.